Monday morning, and every Monday we like to speak to Barry Urquhart from Marketing Focus about, he's a business analyst and a marketing strategist. We like to talk about what's happening with business and marketing. And this week, a topic which really caught my eye, sales, bargains and discounts, which I love. I love myself a discount, but they might not be the best for your business. Is that right, Barry?
Good morning, Sean. Yes, you're absolutely correct. Everyone loves the savings, the bargains and the rewards, but interestingly enough, it sounds almost counterintuitive. When given the option, would you rather have sales or everyday lower prices? 63% of people were unqualified in their response. They would much rather everyday lower prices so that they have the control, the choice and the determination of when they buy, what they buy at the price that they know is fair, reasonable, and represents good value.
But so I think the supermarket chains are getting into this lower pricing and they're trying to lower their prices. But isn't it harder to advertise as opposed to sales? You've got these flashing lights, flashing, you know, big red signs that say sale. Doesn't that draw the consumer's eye in more?
It draws their attention, not their loyalty. The moment you're not the cheapest, you lose their business. And the glowing example of that is that Coles can say down, 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 but when Woolworths determine that they're going to spend $1 billion over 18 months to become more price competitive, all of a sudden, in very short term, Woolworths ascends to being number one in terms of consumer attention, reward, loyalty, and market share. And Coles at the moment is struggling because now they're not the cheapest, not only by a margin, but they've lost that competitive edge, which is not sustainable.
Yeah, no, it's very interesting. So are you calling for not a ban on sales, but for smaller businesses to get rid of sales and discounts?
A lot of businesses believe the way to compete and to win business is to discount. Many business owners don't do the arithmetic and determine what that costs them and their business. Now, as a sweeping generality, let's give you the scenario that people want to be competitive. So they own the business and they decide they're going to discount their prices across the board of the full range by 10%. They enjoy 30% gross profit after expenses but before tax. What they don't seem to appreciate is 100% of the discount comes out of your profit. Now, sales and discounts are premised on the fact that as a point of being attractive, there will be more business done, and therefore you will overcompensate the loss of profit that is affected because of your lower prices. Interestingly enough, when you look at the facts figures and you start to multiply everything with fixed and variable costs, if you lower your prices by 10% with a 30% gross profit, you actually have to increase the volume of your business by around about 296%. That's right, three times to compensate for a 10% across-the-board price discount.
So what do you suggest? What do you think retailers should do?
Well, I'm not suggesting for one moment that consumers don't like lower prices.
No.
But consumers like consistently lower prices. So what you've got to do is to have a business model that is contemporary. Fast fashion says, we won't have sales. What we'll do is we'll have the merchandise there at a compellingly attractive price at all times. We will make sure that we increase the volume, velocity and productivity of our stock, and we'll turn our stock over a lot quicker. Therefore, our business model will be, we will be leaner, meaner, hungrier, but every time that person, the female, comes into our store, and that might be on a cycle of 6 weeks, she knows full well that not only will the prices be competitive, that every 6 weeks there will be a new range of merchandise that will grab their attention and entice them back within a six-week period.
So I guess the only challenge is to get them in the first place to see that they've got the lower prices across the board.
It's about believability, credibility, and that's a very astute observation because many people, Meyer included, say, what we've got to do is to have lower prices to get people in the front door. Well, the problem with Meijer and the other department stores in Australia is that people are rapidly leaving the back door because they're not satisfied with the quality, the value, and the consistent prices. So once you've lost a customer, I would always say you only get one opportunity to create the first impression. First impressions matter, but last impressions last. Once a person walks out of your door disenchanted, it is there forever, and you've got to work on 18 months to 3 years to get them to come back. convinced that they're going to get true and good value.
Yeah, that's interesting, especially now when you've got a larger market with online shopping as well. There's more to compete with. So, and without the overheads, online shoppers really have an advantage over these bigger chains like Myer and David Jones.
Consumers are aware, discerning, and demanding. They are heightened with their price sensitivity, not because they want cheaper prices, it's that they've been educated by the retailing and business fraternity to expect lower prices. So when you're not deemed to be competitive, offering lower prices, you're not even on the shopping list.
Barry Urquhart from Marketing Focus, another fascinating conversation. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thanks, Sean.
Ooh, that was good.